You have been outspoken in expressing your concern over vaccination, which again Pope Francis has lent his moral authority to endorsing. Don't you think that you are showing a lack of concern for the body by not endorsing the vaccines to keep people safe and keep people healthy? People must say this to you. What is your answer to that?
Well, I never rejected the vaccine as such. The vaccine is a question of medicine, which I am not a competent man in medicine. And so, vaccine I accept if the condition this vaccine is produced morally licit. And my only concern was, the main concern was the moral concern, because of the connection, of the link with the abortion industry, with the so-called abortion-tainted vaccines. Because the world powers admit currently only, and this is very important for us to reflect, only abortion-tainted vaccines, even though we could have not abortion-tainted vaccines as well. So, and this is already showing that there is an agenda behind to, by this way, implicitly promote the abortion that we are, the entire world and the Catholic Church will be in some way to normalize the horror, genocide, by accepting the products, even if this is a long line, but even so, this is a product of abortion. And the other aspect which churchmen and good Catholics forget or simply ignore, it is the second aspect, the so-called fetal industry. So there are two, the abortion industry. Well, we can be far away, but we are not far away from the fetal industry, which is every day growing, horrible. Cannibalism. This is cannibalism. Fetal industry. To use, exploit, marketing tissues of the bodies of the innocent children which were killed, murdered. Their tissues, their cells, their cell lines. And this is the substance of the so-called fetal industry.
Mm-hmm. Fetal industry.
Fetal industry, yes. Mm-hmm. Fetal.
Mm-hmm.
From fetus.
Mm-hmm.
And the currently approved vaccines all are a part of the great fetal industry, a product. So when we accept this, we are close. We support them by accepting the products. And this horror is so unique, monstrous, that it cannot be compared with other evils which we must in some way accept in this materialistic, atheistic society, like, let us say, products of slavery work. It is incomparable with the horror of murdering children, innocent children. It's unique in all the history. And therefore, all the adduced possible comparisons which some good Catholics adduce, slavery work, products, and so on, or from history, they are simply not applicable to this situation. And therefore, the Church and other people who accept abortion-tainted products, in this case the vaccines, are committing a grave sin of omission. Which omission? The omission of unambiguously protesting against the fetal industry and their products. And this is a grievous sin of omission, will be in the history reported after our life, that in this crucial time where was perpetrated a genocide, a global cannibalism, of course, veiled with technology and so on, veiled with the pretext of care of the health, we're promoting, and the church was silencing, or even supporting de facto by accepting these products and promoting these products, by mandating church authorities for their priests to accept these abortion-tainted vaccines in order to be able to celebrate Mass and administer sacraments, let us say. And therefore, I am not against vaccines, but only of this aspect. And the other aspect, it's a secondary aspect for me, which is touching more science, which I'm not competent, but we have common sense also. And simply, even the companies of the vaccine, the abortion-tainted vaccines, anti-COVID, they acknowledge that this vaccine is still in an experimental phase. And so it's simply common sense. And they acknowledge also and write in the instructions that they do not they are not responsible for eventual negative side effects. So they acknowledge this. And these two facts, experimental phase and their acknowledgement that they are not responsible, accountable for possible negative effects, should every man of human, of common sense, make, reflect, awaken, say, there is something wrong. Or at least let us be cautious. Right. Let us be cautious. We cannot impose and mandate these products. Let us at least leave the decision to everyone in complete freedom.
Your Excellency, quite frankly, what is going on? I mean, people say that what's happening with the vaccines has to do with merely making money for pharmaceutical companies. I'm no longer of that opinion. I think something far more fundamentally evil is going on. I'll give you an example of the question I want to ask you. There was the former head of Planned Parenthood on one of the networks recently, and she was saying that someone who's not vaccinated should not be allowed to have treatment in a hospital. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't even be allowed to come in with a heart attack and be treated. And she was screaming, there was evil in her eyes. Okay, now you have the Vatican basically saying the same thing. If you're not vaccinated, you cannot come to the holy place, the holiest place in Christendom. I don't believe either of those two, the Vatican or this person's former Planned Parenthood head, is trying to make pharmaceutical companies rich. I don't believe that's the main agenda. So I wonder if you could, I mean, are we looking at something that's overtly demonic? How is it that this has become the demand to get vaccinated in the Vatican at Planned Parenthood is exactly the same? What's happening? Do you think it's just a financial thing for...
I am completely agreeing with you. I repeat, we have to use simply our common sense. My opinion, my impression is we lost so much common sense. Please use common sense, and then you will reach what you say. This is evident. It's not a question of money. It's also a question of money, but to my opinion, it's secondary. The main agenda behind is ideological, and maybe also, well, the methods are already of a real dictatorship, because if you establish a two-class society, those who are the second-class people, who are not vaccinated, and who will not have access already now in some countries, to specific places, let us say supermarkets, restaurants, and theaters, and so on, who are not vaccinated. So there is or to some transportation means, art works, professions. So for, from their conscience, either religious conviction or by their medical, scientific convictions, that cannot accept this type of anti-COVID vaccines, they are made second-class citizens. And like the apartheid in South Africa, it's reminding me, or even the policy of Hitler, where there are, there were in Germany, Nazi Germany, some places where was written Jews forbidden for Jews to enter. Für Juden verboten. And now we are in a new dictatorship where will be written for unvaccinated is forbidden to enter. So we have the demonstration of a new form of dictatorship, of a discrimination, which is similar to these cases which I mentioned. And therefore, it is a demonstration that is not a question primarily of finance and money. And we don't know, maybe history will show us, what is still behind this vaccine campaign, world campaign. What is behind the principal reason or aim? Maybe we will know this after some time. Some people say, with some proofs, that it could be, it is probable, that one of the main aims behind this global vaccine campaign is to reduce the world population, a kind of population control. I would not exclude this, because the powers against God in the history and the recent history, in the dictatorships which we have witnessed in history, there were two pillars, I would say, which characterized these dictatorships. The first is lying, simply lying. And this is diabolical, because our Lord said the devil is the father of the lie. And the second pillar of them was the murder. Murdering. And again, it's diabolic, because our Lord said the devil is the murderer from the beginning. And so, murdering man, who was created according to the image of God, the dignity of human being, and the similitude of God, and redeemed by our Lord Jesus Christ, by his blood, and called to be to the eternal life. And so the devil hates human being. And these dictators, which we witness, the first great anti-human dictatorship was the French Revolution terror, then the Soviet Communist terror, then the Nazi terror. Now we have another very sophisticated terror, the world terror of terrorizing people and discriminating them with the forced mandated vaccinations. And so in this case, the state is appropriating our body. So we are losing not only our property, now we are losing the right about my own body, which is a temple of the Holy Spirit. And this is for me a sign of a ever more growing materialistic, atheistic, and I would name this neo-communist world dictatorship. And we have to resist to them with all the means which we have. And I hope that there will be created a worldwide alliance of people of goodwill and common sense to resist this new so-called new dictatorship by the pretext of healthcare.